Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September the 6th. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor, he's younger than Macaulay and me, Ryan Sundberg.
Well, thank you very much.
Billy was on yesterday, so I get to use the age card for 5 days. So every opportunity, I'm pointing out that he is older than I. He's my senior.
Okay.
That really doesn't carry too much weight, but that's okay.
That and 50 cents, you might get on the bus.
Yeah, a stick of gum, maybe. Our quote this morning is an Abraham Lincoln quote. Most folks are as happy as they make up their minds to be. Interesting from a guy who might have been depressive, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, interesting stuff. You'll never guess who gave me the quote, the new quote book.
It wasn't me.
You're right.
I know that.
That's one of the reasons why I brought it up. It was not you. You suffered through it and everything else. Your compadre.
Mike?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He got tired of me going through the other ones, I think.
He's tired of hearing the same quotes over and over.
Yeah.
It's been 6 months since we used this one.
Right, yeah. Oh, my. Rumor control has got to be something that is one of the more energy taxing things that you would have to deal with. Reality is challenging enough. Dealing with people's senses of reality or stirring it up has got to be something a little bit more challenging. Do you guys have I would imagine with all the marijuana stuff, there's a lot of things floating in the air. That you have to deal with. Is that symptomatic of a whole bunch of areas that kind of take on their own life?
Yeah, it definitely can. And we do spend a lot of time doing rumor control. And I can tell you, most of the time, that information will go out. And if there is complete information out there, someone will see part of it and then take and run with that and then tell someone else. And
their favorite part of it?
Yeah, yeah, most of the time. And, one of the things that I really appreciate, and most people are pretty good at this, but they, they'll come and they'll call me or email me and say, I heard this, and I'll say, well, it's true, but here's the rest of the story. And they're like, oh, okay. So if people hear things or you think something just doesn't sound right, it's, contact the supervisor and we'll try and give you the correct information.
Kind of go with your gut. If it feels funny, if it doesn't seem like it's logical, don't take it as fact.
Yeah, most of the time it's just, there's always a lot more to things. And most of the things that we deal with are pretty complicated. And it's, it takes a second to be able to tell someone exactly what's going on and why. And there's, even when things don't feel right and it's not right, there may be a perfectly good reason why the board is doing it, because we're mandated to do it. Or, one of the things that that's coming up is there's those needle exchange or those safe injection sites for Humboldt County where you,
oh boy,
like someone, a heroin addict, can go in and shoot up for and then get clean needles and drop their stuff off, and it's a safe place for them. That was done.
I'm presuming some are seeing this as a positive thing.
Okay. I know, there's the Center for Harm Reduction, and there's other folks that are for it, but the county had no input on that whatsoever. That was done at the state, and then they said, well, we want to do pilot programs throughout the state. And somebody picked Humboldt County, and I have no clue who it was, but here it comes. We don't have any choice. There's no debate. There's no, no input from us. It just happened. And so
this is a state agency coming in and doing it? Or are they pushing it down through, like, DHHS or somebody like that?
I think it's coming straight from the state.
Oh, so they'll show up in their magical van and...
Well, they'll probably pick places, and so we may be able to have some input on places, like exactly where. But I don't think we have a choice whether it's in Humboldt or not. That's my understanding. So there's things like that that come around that, everyone, why would they do that? Well, we didn't have any choice because we didn't even know about it.
It's a good question to ask. Why would they do that? You take that up the ladder. You know, why are you guys doing this? I mean, it's,
yeah.
I suppose a lot of this, and you know what, a big fan of the digital age and social media that I am. Good. Okay.
Just dripping in internet savvy.
Yo, you know. Yeah. I look at this stuff and go, you know, in the old days, not that I'm that old, but since we're on this age theme for the show, there would have been press conferences. There would have been face-to-face. There would have been discussion about. There would have been the media presenting the information as a conduit instead of relying on interpretation. Facebook stuff. You know, I think I've mentioned over and over and over, I don't have a Facebook. I really am kind of sad that I signed on for LinkedIn, because all I get is a bunch of people I don't know that say they want to be my friends. Yeah, right. Get away. But the reliance on that, and we're dealing with some of the fallout of that in Curry County also. Instead of having press conferences, it's posted on the sheriff's Facebook account. It's like, well, that's great, I suppose, if you do it and if you're in an area where you can receive it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, and we've had a number of calls at the stations that people out of their home, they don't have. So they have no way of accessing on a regular basis. You know, I suppose you could hang out at the library if you wanted to, but people have their lives, of getting the information. Yeah, this reliance, instead of dealing with it, I guess, prior to, it's all reactionary. When was the last time the county had a press conference that wasn't involving a badge?
Yeah, that wasn't the sheriff's office.
Right.
Yeah, they don't. Doesn't happen very often.
Do you have time to be able to do, you know, every week, every other week, some kind of an update, you know, in the form of a press conference? You know, 15, 20 minutes. You have a couple sodas sitting around or waters, and you know.
Yeah, and that. So, I mean, my take on it is that we should be using the internet as just another tool, you know, for the people who do use it, and then.
That is an exchange for.
Yeah, not. It shouldn't be one or the other. We should be doing both. And instead of press conferences, I think that's, you know, I have given out my cell phone to the news people. And so, and my personal cell phone is what I've given them. So they can get a hold of me. So they have questions that come up. I get phone calls all the time from Will at Time Standard or someone from North Coast News and. Or the other channel 6.
Or me just giving you a hard time.
Yeah. But I always, you know, I pick up the phone, I answer their questions, or they text me a question.
Right.
And so hopefully that, you know, the print media that they can get, or the channel, you know, the nightly news that they sit and watch for.
Broadcast is what it's called. I know it's tough to say.
Okay.
All right. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
It's not the place they hope to be in spring training, but the San Francisco Giants have the rest of the summer to play, and they'll be bringing their exciting brand of ball to Kika, Thunder Country, 101.5 FM. They've got a lot of games left on the schedule against contending teams, and playing the role of spoiler is a definite possibility. Be tuned in for all the action, all season long, brought to you on KINS in part by Angelo's Pizza, Wyckoff's Plumbing, Electrical, and Hardware, and Living Styles Furniture.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the concept of rumor management, rumor control, trying to get out in front of a rumor. Now, we've got situations, we've got the fire all around us, we've got the flooding down in Houston. That's more information control, but they're also dealing with rumor. Does the county have a high enough priority to really be able to manage a bunch of these half-truths? Not because people are being nasty about it, but a half-truth, a rumor, an innuendo, things like that, to be able to give you guys and other department heads more time to do the do that you're here for, and not to waste all this energy chasing down all these goofy things that are out there?
I think it'd be difficult because, you know, we're a small county and we don't have huge staffs. And, you know, I know there's other counties, they've got staff underneath each supervisor even to, you know, that can do that kind of work.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And here it's just, it's tough. You know, we've got a public information officer, but they also do all of our PR or Public Records Request Act. And we get those all the time. You know, people ask for all of our emails or our calendars, or they want to know about, you know, some issue, and they want all the correspondence.
They request your emails?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time.
For what?
Just, you know, subjects. You know, they'll say, I want all the emails between Ryan Sundberg and his planning commissioner for these dates. And they'll do, you know, they have to go and search our emails. We have to go and look at our individual devices, and we turn them all over. So it's just part of transparency. But it's, you know, so it's an important thing they're doing. But
I got to be sure I'm not using that email when I'm shooting you the stuff I do. That could get you in.
Surprise. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you know, so they all have, you know, there's they all have more than one job too.
So there's a lot of chasing stuff that's going on already.
Yeah, so I think that the system that we have set up where, you know, we have one message that comes out and we shoot it out to everyone, that, you know, including the media and all the supervisors and the department heads, and trying to have everybody have the exact same information is helpful, you know, because then it can get broadcast out through radio or the news media on TV. Or
you worked on that word during the break. It flowed.
I'm a quick study here.
good.
And then, you know, so if there's a better way to do it with the resources we have, you know, we're always open to hear it. And but it is difficult being in a small county.
The fires that are happening, let's pick on your district. Is that something that you're able to maintain current information on, or are you having to rely on somebody else to go out and do the gather and bring together?
Yeah, the Cal Fire does a good job of, you know, those are, the county doesn't, it's not in the fire business, and so the it's through Cal Fire and the state and their emergency services. And they do coordinate with the Office of Emergency Services through the Sheriff's Department. And like just the other day, we had some of the fire departments from out in Orleans and that area contact us to say that there was, you know, so much smoke, there's people having a hard time breathing. And so we, Dory from OES got hold of all of them and set up a conference call and said, here's what we need to do to get you resources that you're asking for, and here's how the county can help. So that happened, and they got their requests in, and most of it for HEPA filters for, you know, senior citizens.
The painter things?
I think they're actually in the house. I think they clean the air in the house. And so, and then they also have places where they can go, like the gym, or, you know, places, the gym out in Orleans or Hoopla, I know, are open for that kind of thing. And then we on Tuesday, the Dr. Baird from, that's the county physician that can issue a public health decree, issued a health warning, and for smoke out in the eastern part of the county. And we're hopeful that that'll help, like, the Hoopa tribe get more resources out there.
Yeah, does that trigger funding access?
Yeah, so that happened, and it's he did it actually last week, and then we ratify it on Tuesday. So
is that one of those each week?
I don't know what
you
the
confirm it, so to speak.
It might be a month. I don't know. That's a good question. But whatever it is, we'll do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think
we will find out.
That's, you know, not going to be politically challenged, I don't think.
No. But they do all coordinate. You know, it's
it's good communication going on.
Yeah,
now.
They have really good communication, and they all work really well together. And, you know, we've all been out to trainings, and everyone's on part of the FEMA system that they have, and they have it all dialed in. I can tell you that.
That's nice that everybody's talking to one another, because it either allows things to flow so smooth, or if it's not happening,
it'd be really bad.
So frustrating.
I think they've learned a lot too from, because this is all coordinated under national. It's all national coordination, and then it flows down to the state, and then the locals, and everybody is plugged into the same system, and everyone goes through the same trainings, and you have the same incident command structures. And they've learned a lot from some of these disasters where things didn't work well, you know, like Katrina and that kind of thing. And you've noticed that the flooding in Texas, you know, it's pretty, you know, I haven't heard where people are dropping the ball. You know, they've got funding coming, they've got emergency, they've got the National Guard, you know, it's all working together with the state and local and federal levels.
Yeah, I know in Curry we got National Guard and some of that, but the coordination seems to be a bit of a challenge. Yeah. It's 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back Talking Shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Airplane. Now it's airplane instead of airplanes. Are you jumping on that one? Is that an area that you're pursuing or paying close attention to?
Are you talking about the airlines?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, it's just been tough because, you know, I mean, you've probably heard it over and over what the problems are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, pilot shortage, competition, what I've, you know.
Price of fuel is probably going to enter into it here pretty quick with some of the stuff down in Texas going on.
Yeah, well, you know, so.
But everybody has those problems. So
yeah,
we're not unique in that regard of being a small area. It just.
Yeah, do you look around and there's places that are losing, they don't have any airlines anymore. You know,
right.
they're losing everything. And so in one sense, we're lucky we do have a solid one, and there's other airlines that are interested in here that's, you know, poking around, and hopefully we can land them.
I may be old. I'm not deaf.
Okay. You're still sharp.
Yeah. Sharp as a blunt instrument can be.
But they, you know, we've got the revenue guarantee. We've got all the airport fees waived for a couple of years.
Is that a good way to attract, or is that a way to get somebody for short term, and then when those things. Aren't there, then they leave because all of a sudden the rules change.
So this is my understanding, and the way it's been, you know, during our meetings when we had to approve this is the, you know, that is something you have to have nowadays because everybody has, it used to be like if you had a revenue guarantee and you had these other perks, it was like, oh, okay, well,
now it's
pretty much you need to have that to get in the door to even talk to them. But One of the issues we have in Humboldt is the last census we didn't grow, and so you put yourself in the shoes of an airline company, and you're like, okay, where am I going to go? All right, everyone's got revenue guarantees, everybody's got their airport fees waived. You know, we have an updated airport, you know, with all the newest equipment to where you can land when it's foggy and all that. And okay, where am I going to go? Well, I'm going to go probably somewhere where there's an opportunity where the community is growing, right? And then your revenue picture looks a lot better in year 10 because the revenue guarantee lasts for 2 years and it costs a lot of money to mobilize in an area, you know, to bring everything there and set all the computers up, bring in the employees. You know, it's not a small endeavor that they take on, and it's you know, so that's one of the challenges that we have here in Humboldt.
But isn't that true with attracting any business here?
Of course.
To our area, those same challenges. Mm-hmm. I know that here's the fancy word for the day, symbiotic.
Uh-huh.
You don't find symbiotic in the orchestra, though. If you have air transportation, you're going to get more businesses. You have more businesses, you're going to get air transportation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, somebody's going to have to step forward. And I always thought that that's where county economic development really seemed to be missing the boat, where need is a little bit, or worse yet, we line up and, I've talked to these people, and their complaint issue is drug-free and lack of transportation in and out of the county. Well, we can deal with one pretty quickly, I would imagine. The other one's going to be more cultural.
Yeah.
But if there are two or three major roadblocks like that, okay, then let's see. Maybe that's where Measure Z money needs to go, is to amp it up or to do something to sweeten the deal.
Yeah, and here's the deal with that is, you know, you have a limited amount of money, and so what do you focus on? Do you focus on attracting outside businesses and, you know, try and get companies to move here, or do you look at the current businesses you have and try and grow them and make sure that they're not going out of business? And so that's been the push pull, and
right,
you know, so we've focused on.
But you don't
want
to be guaranteeing existing businesses if the market is shifting out from underneath them.
No, but you have. I mean, I don't know if you've looked at the economic development information, but you know they have the targets of opportunity and they know which ones are growing.
Doesn't go back into clusters, does it?
Is it a cluster? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that, I've always seen it as a verb, not a noun, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I
there are sectors certainly that are easier to
and
achieve,
if you have the data that shows which ones have the most potential to grow, and you figure out what are the roadblocks to them, you know, and then they grow, you know, hopefully when the market shows that they can have competition, you know, other businesses will naturally move in. And so it's... I don't know. I understood.
It's a philosophical thing.
Yeah, certainly. And I understood the reason why that was in the, you know, that was already happening when we got here. But I looked at it all and I was like, it makes sense that, you know, if you've got a limited amount of money, you can't do everything. And so let's focus on what could grow. How do we support them? What they need, you know, and that's where, you know, the transportation and out stuff came from, and how do, you know. You start to identify what's holding them back from
the
growing even more.
Primary challenges for a large group.
Yeah. Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg. I can count to five, too. it's just an all-around good day.
You're firing on all cylinders.
At least five of them. I don't know about those other ones. Right. When we were talking about business development in the area, to me, one of the frustrations, I think that I've probably expressed it over the years, and you're aware. I'm tired of the think small mentality that we seem to have inbred into ourselves in our area. We can't. Don't try. It's never worked. Okay, I'm fine. And we get some folks from out of the area and bring in new blood. How could Humboldt County ever have an internationally distributed beer manufacturer here? We're too far away. It costs too much. We can't get that. And yet, we're proven wrong.
Uh-huh.
Perfect example for me. I would rather, and I'm not, you know, my my job isn't on the line, but I would rather see the county shoot for the moon and get a couple of really big, and maybe only get one or two every once in a while, instead of a whole bunch of the small boutique-y onesies twosies. Because I think a lot of that, as long as the county isn't putting artificial challenges in the way, like permitting and things of that nature, that's going to happen naturally. Getting the big guy here, that's going to be a little bit more challenging. And I would rather have a big score every once in a while than a bunch of small little things that might just be happening even without.
Yeah, I mean, it's a philosophical thing that, you know, do you really go after the big guy, and then, you know, and then what if nothing happens, and then you ignore the current businesses and the ones that you could grow into one of those big ones, Wing, Fox yeah. Farm, you know, those.
But did the county help those, or did the county have anything to do with it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
The county supports those, and there's programs that we have in place that.
But those are already in place, right?
Well, that's part of all this economic development, what they do. You know, it's right. Like, what do you need? Okay, let's go find it and help you do that. You know, one of them is training. So we pay for, you know, the county went out and found funding, and we pay for training for employees that need to get retrained, you know, and learn how to do the skill.
Oh, like the Redwood Park money? Or the
Headwaters, or kind of, you know, there's other grants out there that go into flow into economic development. I haven't seen where they're really missing the boat on it. But
has there been an effort to go after, and not to get them to relocate necessarily? I'm thinking mm-hmm. Google. Okay, Petaluma, in the middle of, I mean, not to bang on Ferndale, but in the middle of a cow area, instead mm-hmm. of up here where there's the redwood trees and the sanctuary and the quiet and the birds and the water mm-hmm. and the ocean and all these things people talk about.
The economy in Petaluma is tied to San Francisco. The economy in Humboldt is tied to Oregon. You know, so.
Okay.
And.
But if you're going to expand, not relocate, because I get the mm-hmm. relocation thing.
Yeah.
But if you're going to expand, if you're going to have an area where you've got, you know, your gray matter happening. And it's a think tank. Why not where it's placid and docile and the things we can bring to the table? I would suggest we're not even talking to them to invite them to come up to explore the possibility of, unless they happen to vacation here. Well, you know, they're on vacation. They're not on a business trip. It's a different dynamic.
Yeah, I know when there's, you know, there's, over the years that I've been here, there's been interest from firms that come up and we'll connect them up. We, you know, ask them what they need. And I know there was a one that was looking at opening like a laminate factory in Humboldt. And we got a hold of the supervisors that they were looking for in the area. And we, basically asked them what they need to make it happen. And that one, you know, it was close, and then it fell apart at the last minute, and I don't even know if they open anywhere, but it happens from time to time, and maybe that is what they need to do, is have, you know, a think tank and of people who are interested and see who knows who and see if we can.
Kind of that loose, informal network. And then
yeah, and not
that.
Put all your eggs in that basket, but, you know, at least don't leave it empty.
And the analogies will continue tomorrow. Thanks for coming by. See everybody tomorrow.